Mahalo, Buju, and Anishinaabe, and Nahwe Manadug. I want to thank the Tribe Singers for being part of a very special celebration here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Indian Summer Fest. They have great songs to share with all you beautiful people. They also dedicate these songs to a very special friend, a singing member, one of the original members who's no longer with us, Mr. J. Piwash. We hope you enjoy these songs because the spirit of this young man will live through all of these songs that you're about to hear. And keep it real, Tribe. Keep it coming. You're one of the finest singing groups throughout Powell Country. You are true champions. Thank you, boys. Aho, miigwech.
Known as a Tribe that really swings. You'll be tapping your toes to this one for sure. So push the furniture out of the way and get your shoes off or on, whichever the case may be, and start dancing.
it has been satisfying for me to have this short stint on the board, because there are a lot of people trying to make some very positive changes now in terms of the whole climate, the atmosphere of the board. And we've been benefiting from consultations from other knowledgeable people with nonprofits. And I find that really heartening, all that effort being put forth.
Hi, I'm the KBOO Board President, Orion Gray. Have you considered running for the KBOO Board of Directors? KBOO members who are interested in governing the best darn nonprofit in Portland, now's your time. The board is doing exciting work right now, and we want people with great skills and interpersonal strengths to be a part of it. If this is you, submit your 500-word statement to Ani Haynes by Friday, August 11th at volunteer@kboo.org. More information in this month's listener guide. Ballots are mailed out in late August and counted September 30th at the KBOO annual meeting. In the meantime, come on down to a board meeting and get a feel for it. Sunday, August 6th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 16th. Good things are in the works. Be a part of it.
If you always do what you always did, then you always get what you always got.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I love that. It's funny, and yet it makes a lot of sense. And we were happy to play that. There's a great need for people of color to be a part of this board of directors. No, you don't come to a meeting once a month. They have a number of meetings, and there are committees that you must be a part of, too. So when you are a member of the board, you're also a member of one of the committees. So that means extra work. It's a hard-working board. It's not easy, but this is a complicated operation down here. We have one of the finest community radio stations in the U.S. of A., and it has taken much work, much money, much dedication, and gritting of teeth, and putting up with awkwardness and occasional ruffled feathers to keep it going. But we will move forward. And I've heard certain people of color have been saying, well, there aren't any of this group or that group on the board. Come on, put your body where your mouth is. Put your body and soul up there on the board of directors. Take a chance. Take a chance on being argued with. Somebody might say, you're full of stuff, you know? Take a chance and be here so that you are part of the group that points us in whatever direction we go into next. You can be a part of it. And I'm especially talking to people of color. I'm talking to the whole community, but to people of color, especially American Indian people and Alaska Natives. So I hope that you will respond. We need American Indians, we need Alaska Natives, we need Chicanos, we need various Asians, and we need people who feel that society needs certain changes to be a part of the KBOO Board of Directors. And this is your host, John Talley. Now we'll go back to Indian World and what we were doing here. We started with a group that's called THA, The Tribe. We played the introduction and dedication, an intertribal piece, a fancy dance, and another intertribal piece. And that group rocks. They are an exciting young group. And this is from the group, The Tribe. And the album, I believe, is called Emery. Powwow songs recorded live at the Indian Summer Festival. It doesn't say where on that side. But we got another member of the family joining the bunch here. And Sam just came in. Red Willow's at my side. And Louis Soa is our handy-dandy engineer.
Hello, John.
OCO. OCO. Segu. We have
We have a lot of things that we want to play for you in the way of music, but we do want to have you call 503-231-8032 if you are interested in running for the board of directors. But remember, it's a hard-working board. You're not raising your hand for some little quickie thing that's easy. And nice to get your name on the board's list, but it's nicer yet when you sweat through the problems with us and make it work hard for your own people, whoever you think your people are. So, and the rest of the community, too. That's what we try to keep in mind. While our primary focus is on American Indian culture, activities, news, and music, it's also on the rest of the community. So we like to have everybody take that approach that, yeah, we're only a piece of the action, but we want to be the best it can be. Well, let's go on to another piece of music. This time we're going to go down to Navajo country for Hianisha Begay, and it's from her Rhythm of Love album, and we're going to hear Daddy's Teaching.
Hey, oh, hey, 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 oh. Now, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. in my daddy's eyes. Sad guys like you make girls cry, 'cause you tell a bunch of lies. Hey, oh, hey, 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 oh.
Yeah, that is from the Diné people, the Navajo, some of you call them, the Tinasha Tiena, pardon me, let's try that again, Tiena Begay was singing, and that was Daddy's teaching we heard about. We're going to hear another one from her, but first we've got to give the microphone over to our friend on the right, our sister on the right here. She is going to tell us a little bit about some of the goings on out there in the Indian world. Hey, Red Willow's here again.
Hi. Yes, yo.
Hey.
Hi, John.
Good to have you back again.
Oh,
welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Hi, Sam. It's good to see you all. I haven't been around for a while, but it's good to be back. For those people that haven't been, for those that don't know me, I did my internship through Merrillhurst here, working with John Talley. I thought that I would just be gathering information for him to announce over the radio, and little did I know he was going to make me talk. I'm still afraid every time I get over here.
Yeah, she was afraid enough, so she wasn't around for a few months.
It scared me right off.
Well, what's up today?
Well, there's a couple of things that I'd like to announce. Number one is the back-to-school picnic that Indian Education Title VII is promoting. We're going to have that on August 26th over at Columbia Park, Section F, and invite any and all people to bring their children over, and let's get situated for back-to-school and reconnect after the summertime.
What is the date on that again?
That is August 26th at Columbia Park. It begins at 10, or at least for me, that's when the setup is.
Okay.
It's a picnic, and we'll have some school supplies, and it's possible that we might have some back-to-school shoes donated by Nike as well.
Oh, that sounds like a good thing. So make sure you tell your friends over there. You're going to have neighbors who have Indian kids in school, too. Tell them. You have some other things, too. What else do you have?
Yes, there's the city of Klamath, Washington, is inviting people to come to the second annual Klamath Days, August 19th and the 20th. And it's celebrating both Native Hawaiian and Native American Indian cultures. They're going to have a canoe regatta, a powwow, looks like the Hawaiian word for a luau, and hula and Tahitian shows. And there's information here about that. If people would like to have more information, I'll read the phone number slowly. It is area code 206-417-9566. Looks like they're going to have a concert. Bill Tapia and friends. He's a 98-year-old ukulele and jazz artist.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? And Brittany Pavia, a 15-year-old ukulele and slack key artist. So it sounds like a whole lot of fun, and I want to invite everyone to come out.
I love the idea that we're combining American Indian with Native Hawaiian material, because they are in the same boat we are. They're, whether they like it or not, they're American citizens. They're Native Americans, but just different tribes.
Yes, they are, and they've suffered some of the same as we have.
Some of the very same stuff. And when I went to see that movie Hawaii many years ago, I watched the tale unfold, I saw the same things happening to them that happened to us, and I became angry. Mm-hmm. I really became angry watching it. It was as though I was actually there, and I shouted something out. And, I was so upset about it, but then I caught myself and tried to relax a little bit. But
that happened in the 50s, didn't it, John?
I think it was sometime in the mid or late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a short time ago to me.
Well, I don't think it's that long ago myself, especially when you consider that these same things were happening over. So, that's a political thing. But 1950s, isn't that long ago?
No, it's not.
Well, I think you have some additional things there,
too. Oh, yeah. Let's see what we have. Oh, we want to announce the KBOO Community Radio annual used book and record sale. We need your donations of books and records. Please bring them Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock through 6 p.m. Or you can contact Ken Diber to arrange for a pickup. And this is the number that you can contact him. It's 503-231-8032, extension 510. Now, the used book and record sale will be held Saturday, August 26, 9 to 4, in the Musicians Union Hall at 325 Northeast 20th at Sandy.
Yeah, we'd like to thank somebody out there who we just saw a whole box full of stuff being brought in by someone. We don't know who it was from, but thank you anyhow. You know who you are.
I also would like to shout out to my good friend, Patty. It is her birthday today, and also say hi to my grandson, Michael.
Hey, Michael. I hope you're where you can hear us and see us back there. I can't see you. But, yes, and Patty, happy birthday.
happy birthday.
We're going to, do you have anything else before we move on here?
I think that's about all I have. I can hand off this to Sammy and ask her to take over for me, if you would, because I've got to run and get my little girl now. But thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you here.
It's great to have you back again, and you must come and stay longer another time.
Oh, please.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we understand that sometimes people can't be here, and, you know, we all do what we can do. Well, Louie, I think it's time to play some more of that good Navajo music we just heard by Tianisha Begay from the Rhythm of Love album.
You're listening to Indian World
on 90.7 in Portland, or if you are in the Columbia River Gorge, you're listening on 91.9, or in the Willamette Valley, it's 100.7, or if you're listening on the computer, it's www.kboo.fm.
Decay, Exclusion and Resistance on Crossing East.
Angel Island was known at the time as the Guardian of the Western Gate.
One year they say you're white but not Caucasian, and the next year they say you're Caucasian but not white.
And it was clear that America was telling the immigrants that we don't care about you and that we blame you for our welfare ills.
Crossing East on this radio station.
That's next Tuesday at 10 a.m. here on KBOO 90.7 FM.
Well, we have a wealth of music down here, and it's taken a lot of years for us to build up this wonderful library that we have. And every time I look at it, I think of a couple of different things. One is the fact that Chris Merrick, our program director, has been actively involved in enlarging this Indian World Library. It's really tremendous. It's probably one of the biggest in the whole country right now, and I'm very proud of it. And we've been having some fun playing a lot of non-Indian music. That is, it's music written about Indians by non-Indians, and sometimes the results are hilarious. Sometimes the music is excellent, and the words are silly, and sometimes the whole thing is ridiculous. But nevertheless, it's part of our heritage, whether we like it or not. It's like your relatives, you know. You can't pick your relatives. You can only pick your friends. Someone else said that long time ago. But the other thing is that it is your financial support for this community radio station that has a great deal to do with our success in building our KBOO American Indian Music Library. And we're going to go to another piece of music, this time by Ward Stroud.
Too many blues, so little time. Too much hurting in this old heart of mine. Seem like fate is stepping over the line. There's just too many blues, so little time. Heartaches for body and soul. Can't catch a break, Lord, it's taking a toll. Sometimes it feels like it's the end of the line. And there's just too many blues, so little time. Life has its ups and downs, and that's even better. Lots of downs ain't seen too many ups yet. Be kind of funny if I didn't feel like crying. There's just too many blues, so little time. Oh, someday, baby, a ship will come in. Instead of losing, I'm gonna win, win, win. If that should happen, I just might change my mind about too many blues, so little time.
My friends out there who says there can't be too many blues, he loves them. And we know a lot of other people do too. I was glancing through the PETA Portland Art Dealers Association calendar. They put out a monthly program of what their member galleries are showing. And there are a couple of things in here of interest to our folks. We've touched upon them before, but I think some people didn't know about it or forgot about it. I know I forget about stuff sometimes, and I'm occasionally disappointed that I didn't realize it was going to be longer than one time. At the Quintana Galleries, and that's over 120 Northwest 9th Avenue, an old, old family of friends, the Quintanas. They are having a show called The Legacy of Numazza, Art of the Henderson Family. And they have this spectacular multicolored mask with inlays of beautiful abalone shell, and it's in a big circle. It's beautiful, beautiful. Known among his people as Numazza, or Wise Elder, the Kawakawakawa, Chief Sam Henderson led a cultural legacy to his children, left a cultural legacy to his children. His oldest son, hereditary chief and renowned master carver, Bill Henderson, is the torchbearer for his family's history. The exhibition features cedar carvings that honor the elders and reflect the role of the Henderson family in the resurgence of Kawakawaka art in the British Columbia. This runs until the 31st of August, so you have more time to go over there. And once again, that's at Quintana's Gallery. And if you are trying to figure out when to go, they have phones at 503-223-1729, 503-223-1729, or if you're outside the metro area, 1-800-321-1729. So, Quintana's Gallery. I know you'll be enchanted by that show because it's beautiful material. The Frederick, the Frolic Gallery, I always read that wrong when I first see it, is having a show that's presented here on a poster that makes it a little hard to read. Oaxaca Now is the title of it, and featured are Alejandro Echeverria, Luis Hampshire, Ramon Jimenez, Pablo Luzardo, Ann Miller Francis, Guillermo Pacheco, Jessica Wozni, and it runs until the 30th of August. And we thought a lot of you would be interested in that, too. There's some other things in here that are equally interesting. They're not relative particularly to American Indian or Alaska Native culture, but a lot of interesting things. One amusing piece, I mean, I find it amusing, is a piece of glass here by someone named Steve Klein, and it's I find it a little bit humorous because it reminds me of a tray full of black olives, and it's a glass piece, kiln-formed and blown glass, it says. So it's just a interesting variety in this calendar, as I say, is a monthly publication of the Portland Art Dealers Association. And you, my dear, what do you have?
Hello, John. Yes, I have a couple things that are happening this weekend that I wanted to announce really quick. This one is the annual Native American Journalistic Association meeting, and it is occurring from August 9th through the 12th. It's the 22nd annual meeting. It's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. For information, please call 605-777-5282. Let me repeat that one with your pencil and some paper out. 605-677-5282. The other event that's occurring right now is the Siletz Powwow. It's the Naskika Powwow on Longsden Road in Siletz. And the booth fee are $50. It's going on from August 11th, 12th, and 13th. Please contact Mona Fisher at 800-922-1399, extension 1230, or 541-444-2532. And that's a great powwow up there in Siletz.
Yeah, I haven't been down there for a long time. I was thinking I'd like to go down there again if I can get a ride. Well,
I have one more here, John, if you don't mind. They're recruiting for the Deputy Legislative Council. Wouldn't that be great to get some natives in there? They pay from $4,300 a month to $6,100 a month. The application ends August 11th. For it's the Oregon Legislative Assembly Legislative Council.
Do you have a phone number for them?
I do. It ends 5 p.m. Friday, August 11th. And you can call at 503-986-1373.
Yeah, I've got to point out that kill date is tomorrow.
So that is right.
You've got to get your application right away.
Right. And the minimum requirements for the Deputy Legislative Council must have a JD degree and membership in the Oregon State Bar and 24 months experience in legislative or other public employee or equivalent public law experience. So, if you are qualified, please apply to the Employee Services Legislative Administration, Room 140B, State Capitol, Salem, Oregon, by tomorrow by 5 o'clock. That would just be wonderful.
You know what? Something interesting happened today. We have some musicians who are very well known, of course, and like the rest of us who are natives, they're frequently mixed bloods. Mm-hmm. Some of them look white, some of them look black. Mm-hmm. And there's a very famous one we've played on this show occasionally when we had the material. And over the years, we've lost a lot of our library in some personal disasters. And Chris Merrick walks in and hands me an album. It's on vinyl. The album is Johnny Cash, Bitter Tears. Ballads of the American Indian. And I'm not going to play any of them right now because I'm not prepared for it, but it includes As Long as the Grass Shall Grow, Apache Tears, Custer, The Talking Leaves, The Ballad of Ira Hayes, Drums, White Girl, The Vanishing Race. Well, I think that we'll have to give this some time, and we'll try to play maybe not all of them, but maybe half of them, and then half of them another show. I think that would be a good way to do that. So we do have a Johnny Cash album here, and it's on vinyl. Well, let's see. I think it's time for another piece of music, Louis. What do you got? Paragon Star.
Do you like the country music on a Sunday morn? Been listening to country music since he was born. Watching cowboy movies at the matinee. Waiting for Bob Wills and the band to play. The radio brought the music into his home. He'd dream of all the records he would own. Earned some cash, bought a few with the five and dime. Let's listen to them all. Every time he grew up and took the family on the road, country music would ease his heavy load. He listened to the music when
Well, we had a request here for one of the songs I was talking about that is about Indians, but it's not by Indians. So, and it was very popular a long time ago, and I have three different versions of it, and I played a couple of them a couple of weeks back, but we're going to hit this one and see if you can figure out who it is. It's very popular, very funny band from a long time ago. Give a listen.
Once was an Indian maid, a shy little prairie maid, who sang night and day a love song gay as on the plains she galloped far away. Oh, she loved a warrior bold, this shy little maid of old, but so brave and gay he rode one day to battle far away. Oh, the moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wing, the breeze is sighing, the night bird's crying, far afar neath the star her brave is sleeping, while Red Wing's weeping her heart away.
From outside here. Yeah, the dog liked it too.
That was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. Uh-huh. That was my request, and if you did figure it out, that's Spike Jones and Red Wing. We might do another one on that disc here, but I need to give
Samantha
a chance to do something here. She's been waiting patiently.
Oh, sure, John. There's something real important here let me let the folks know about. It's the sturgeon set line fishery in the Bonneville and the Dallas Pool is open from 7/31 to August 15th. The scaffold fishing sales continue. The sales of platform fish caught in Zone 6 will continue to be allowed until, as previously adopted by the compact, the allowed sales will be chinook, coho, steelhead, walleye, carp, and shad. Sockeye will not be sold, but may be retained for sustenance. The allowed gear will be standard platform gear, hoop nets, bag nets, and hook and line. Legal size sturgeon may not be sold except during the open set line periods in the Bonneville and the Dalles pools. For sturgeon set line fisheries, the open period will be from 6 a.m. July 31st through 6 p.m. August 15th, or until either pool harvest guidelines is met. The open areas will be the Bonneville and the Dallas pools only. The allowed gear will be the standardized set gear. If you have any questions, please call 541-386-6363 or 800-487-3473. Please consult your Tribal Fish and Wildlife Committee for additional details on tribal regulations, and please wear your life jackets for safety. But that sounds like a good fishing time.
And after you get through fishing and you want to go make love, wear a condom for safety.
That's pretty good.
Well, you know, everyone likes sex. That's a popular game.
It's a good way to express yourself to each other.
Well, you know, we need to take care of ourselves. So we need strong Indian people, healthy, strong Indian people. And that's one of those things that used to be something people didn't talk about in nice company, but it's must these days. You must be aware. And if you love someone truly, then you owe it to them and yourself.
Absolutely.
But you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of anyone else.
Right. And that is the gift of the Great Spirit, one of the main ones.
Right. Well, got a letter here from one of our friends who's behind the walls down there at Sheridan, Oregon. And Jeremy Moody is the person who's an artist and who's helped us by sending us artwork to share with our audience at KBOO and Indian World. He says he needs some help. He's trying to start a program to grow medicine for the brothers that are locked up. But he has no seeds. So he thought maybe we could ask the listeners for some help, and you can send them to Mr. Borquess. That's B-O-R-Q-U-E-S, care of Post Office Box 8000, Sheridan, Oregon, 97378. And he says that he could also use a copy of the Native American Almanac. If anyone has a softback copy that they're not using, that could be sent to them by putting Books Enclosed on the envelope to Jeremy C. Moody. And the number is 02040-029. That's his prisoner number, 02040-029, Post Office, Box 6000, Sheridan, Oregon, 97378. And let's see, well, that's something I can't do anything about on the air, so, and he wants a program schedule, I've got to remember that. Could you write program schedule on the outside of that envelope for me? Program guide. And that's something, too. When you become a member of the KBOO Foundation with your donations, you get program guides sent to you automatically. And that's very important. That's very important to keep you up to date on what's going on. Speaking of what's going on, Sam, you have some other events that you wanted to tell us about.
I sure do. Here comes some upcoming more summer powwows. August 11th through the 13th, that's this weekend also, the 12th annual Sacramento powwow being held at 715 Broadway in Sacramento. Call Marcia 916-421-0657, 916-421-0657. The next one is the 8th annual NAA of West Valley, Utah powwow. It will be held in West Valley City in Utah. Call Harry James 801-955-1089. For vendors, it's 801-955-1089. And that's held August 18th, 19th, and 20th. The next one would be the Grand Ronde powwow here in Oregon, August 18th, 19th, and 20th, and it will be at the Powwow Fairgrounds, and the number is 800-422-0232. The next one will be held August 19th and 20th. It's the 15th Annual Heritage Day Celebration and Sounds of Thunder Mountain Central Contest Powwow, presented by K-Bob Band of Paiute Indians, located in Pipe Springs in North Arizona. For more information, call 928-643-7245 or 928-643-6062. And then there was one more. It is the Ponca Powwow from Ponca City, close to where I was from in Oklahoma. It's at 20 White Eagle Drive in Ponca City, Oklahoma. It's the 130th annual. So that's going to be a pretty big powwow. And call Paula Mendoza, 580-762-8104. 580-762-8104. And then there's one more here from August 25th, 26th, and 27th. This is the 130th, John, annual Rosebud Soup Tribe Fair and Wapiti. It is going to be at the Legion Avenue in Rosebud, South Dakota, 605-747-2381. That should be a big one, too.
Yeah, I haven't been down to Rosebud for years, and it'd be good to go there if it weren't too hot. It can get really hot there in the summertime.
That's the truth.
But I'm not going to be able to make it this year, so it's just a passing thought. Well, I'm going to play this next song for you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we're going to have
Native Word of the Day, highlighting one of America's many indigenous languages. This word comes from the language spoken by the Aleut of Alaska's Aleutian region.
Today's word is Ukuching. Ukuching means blue fox, and it is spelled U-U-Q-U-C-H-I-I-N-G-I-X. A person might say, Ukuching aigagiko. The blue fox is walking. That is today's Aleut word of the day. Ukuching. Ukuching. Blue fox.
Native Word of the Day is a production of National Native News with support from Public Radio International, the Alaska Humanities Forum, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Humanities, a federal agency. For more information, visit our website at www.knba.org.
Thank you.
The song Cherokee by Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass.
Thank
and,
you.
You're welcome, Sam.
It was beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it deserves to be played more often.
Mm-hmm. Fine figures.
Yeah, we'd like to thank our listener who asked for some of the non-Indian stuff, and that's how we got playing that one. And the first one we played on that selection was Spike Jonze's Silly Red Wing song that he does, which is wonderful in its own way. But Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass elicited a phone call the last time we played it, so maybe I'll get another one.
Oh, it was stupendous. It was great.
Well, let's see. I found something really interesting, but you had one more item coming
yes,
up on the calendar.
Yes, I do. Yes, it's at the end of the month, but I wanted to squeeze it in. It's August 31st to September 4th. It's the Spokane Tribe's 93rd Annual Labor Day Powwow. So that's here in the Northwest. It will be held at, well, Peanut, Washington. For more information, please call 509-458-6500, 509-548-6500.
I've never been to Wellpinit or any place else on that reservation.
I haven't either yet.
I've been to Spokane, but mm-hmm. that's as close as I've probably got.
Should be a good one. It's the 93rd annual.
Yeah, it's always great to support our Northwest powwows, and there's pretty good selection of them. I ran into something interesting, a total change of a subject and mood. We've been hearing about the Middle East and all the deaths and this, that, and the other, negative, negative, negative stuff. And I got wind of something here the other day. A friend of mine who has access to a computer picked it up, and then he looked it up on the computer. And I'm just going to throw this out to you. There was an ad on television that came up for vacations and business, and it the banner headline was Kurdistan, the other Iraq. Now, they are up in the north. They've been isolated for many years. They had terrible wars with not only the Iraqis, but with the Turks and the Iranians and I think the Russians. They're surrounded. Their people are divided up in that part of the Central Asian part of the world, and they're under the different flags, and they want to be independent, and all the countries that have Kurds in them are opposed to it because they don't want them to force them to give up population or territory. And of course sometimes things like oil come with that, so it's been a big battle.
Mm-hmm.
But this piece of paper says updates on developments in the Kurdistan region of Iraq. The Kurdistan region in Iraq is developing at great speed. We are pleased to provide an update on main developments further to the information included in other Iraq adverts and documentary. The new Iraqi constitution for federal Iraq means that Kurdistan is now in a position to validate its own regional constitution, one that will provide the framework for a society in which human rights
including women's rights, are upheld. The business environment is regulated and the rule of law is supreme. The newly unified Kurdistan Regional Government has announced in April 2006 with Nechirvan Barzani as the Prime Minister and Omar Fatah as the Deputy Prime Minister. Not a single coalition soldier has lost his or her life or a single foreigner kidnapped in the region administered by the Kurdistan Regional Government. A new investment law has been passed by the Kurdistan National Assembly, awaiting ratification by the President of the Kurdistan Region. Investors will have a legal, secure, and business-friendly constitutional environment that is designed to encourage inward investment. An innovative 2 million square meter industrial city, Arat, is planned, that's A-R-A-T, planned 25 kilometers outside Erbil, and will be open to foreign investment. Erbil International and Soleimani airports are now fully operational and receive regular direct flights from neighboring countries in Europe, and the Erbil International Hotel enjoys maximum occupancy with visiting foreign press and business delegations. 2,800 Korean troops and fewer than 1,000 U.S. troops are stationed in the Kurdistan region to assist in rehabilitating infrastructure such as water supply, sewage, roads, school renovations, and constructing town halls. A new modern conference center is set to open in Erbil, which will attract more and more industry, conferences, exhibitions, and high-level trade and political delegations. Foreign governments have been in the process of opening representation and commercial offices in Erbil, including Austria, the Czech Republic, Russia, and the United Kingdom. And we thought that was interesting because it's so different from what we hear about day after day in the news. And it's good to get the other side. We American Indians have had our situation badly described a bunch of times, and sometimes we like to speak for ourselves, so I thought we would like to hear from the other side of the coin. And that's, as I say, not a native thing, but we have blood over there. We have spilled blood, and we have blood that's in the veins of our troops and our Mercy Corps people.
That's right.
Who are over there assisting and related agencies,
mm-hmm.
Who are over there assisting in the upgrading of the Middle East. And
mm-hmm.
They have our prayers.
Yes, they do. Great Spirit is watching us all, believe it or not.
We're going to move on here and listen to a little more Ward Stroud.
been kind of rough. Ask a woman, they'll tell you that's the way of love. And I think you should stick around for a while. Baby, baby, what you gonna do? I said, baby, baby, what you gonna do? When you're miles away, realize love.
Heard from Ward Stroud there, and a while ago we played Never Gonna Star piece here, and I have good news for you in the audience. She told me that she's going to be up here the 31st of August for a while. I don't know how long, but it sounded like it might be 10 days, 2 weeks, and
okay.
She's interested in getting a gig organized. If anyone has any ideas out there, give me a call here at KBOO. I would suggest you call our office number, 503-231-8032, and we can talk to you out there because we're almost off the air and we won't have time to talk on the air room line right now. So
that should be exciting, John.
Yeah, it will be indeed, and I'm going to try to get her on Indian World.
Great.
Let's hear a little bit more of her music right after Sam.
I'm going to do a shout-out real quick to my friend Fish, to Mike down in Cave Junction, and I want to send my love to my family and friends down in Eugene Way. And down our way, we're building a new longhouse at the Lane Community College campus.
A new one? I thought you just had one put in a couple of years ago.
No, they just did the groundbreaking a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, and we've been raising funds for a few months.
You've been raising funds, raising cane for years.
Yeah, that's the truth. Here's Aragon Star.
Yeah, I feel the California sun beating down. Yeah, I see the pretty roses sprout from the ground. You hear voices whisper through the mission walls, louder than all the kids and the parents' cell phone calls. To listen, you can hear their hearts beating loud. Can't keep those California Indians down. They're tough and resilient and holding their ground. Can't keep those California Indians down. From Miwok to Viejas, they are still standing proud. Purina led a mission revolt. Ishii emerged from the woods and took the whole world by storm. Oh, a basket of weavers practice their art. Kauai bird singers are practicing their parts. If you stop to listen, you can hear their hearts beating. Keep those California Indians down. They're tough and resilient and holding their ground. Can't keep those California Indians down. From Chumash to Chinomni, they are still standing proud. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of the California Indians, I was reading that there have been 100,000 documents, historical documents, that have been released. I believe it's down in Huntington, California, the university there at Huntington. And they, that may be part of Stanford, I'm not sure. But at any rate, it gives a very well-documented history of about 100,000 Native Americans and Spanish people from years and years ago, back when the missions were still around, because they kept careful documents concerning birth, death, weddings,
wow,
babies.
That's a rarity, isn't it?
And this has all been researched and it's all documented. So this is
great.
Really a very interesting thing. So that, I thought of that when I began to hear about the California Indians. Mm-hmm. And it even gives you an idea of how long that people may have lived.
Right. So, and what was the name of that album there, John, by Aragon Starr?
That song is from Backflip,
mm-hmm,
by Aragon Starr, A-R-I-G-O-N, and Starr with two R's. And we hope to see her on her trip up here, maybe during not the next show, but maybe the one after that.
That'd be great.
Well, let's hear another Aragon Starr, and we're going to close down Indian World and make room for Africa Oye, which is coming up shortly with the fabulous Fireflies.
Mm-hmm.